Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. And we would love to hear from you. So please, give us a call if you're so enabled. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you don't want to call us, you can always email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, we got you. Once again, that's smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, we got you. You want to listen in, if you're listening in live, you want to jump in the chat room, you can jump up in the chat room, speak your clout. You know, I'm pretty flexible. If you're saying something that's right, we can have that discussion on the air and in the chat room. If you're social media, you can jump on Facebook. We have the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J will add you. Once again, you can jump to the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. Humpty Dumpty. He never listens, so he don't know that I talk trash about him all the time. So either one of us want to jump into the Smooth Drama group, you know he's gonna text me. Jump to the Smooth Drama group, and we'll add you. And basically anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us. We'll add you back, and we can talk about it, any and everything. It's all on the table. If you go to the Smooth Drama site, you jump into the chat room, we can talk there also. We normally talk 10 minutes after the show. Up to 10 minutes after the show, we get a little decompressing, Smooth Drama decompressing in.
Well, we might have one or two people in there now, so,
okay. All right. Well, Speaking of one, Florida, because you just can't stop with Florida. Florida is, it's just that place where the magic happens. The governor of Florida, he does a press conference, and he calls himself being safe or whatever. He's got one glove on. Like, he's got one glove on his left hand, but not on the right. And he's, like, touching his face and touching the glove with his hand. I mean, he's just violating on every, you know, every which way you can. I can't stop. Won't
stop. That whole touching your face thing is, like, a hard thing to do, though, especially if somebody brings it up. I know I'm not even, like, thinking about it, but if somebody says, don't do it, then I mean, something happens and my face starts tingling and I have to scratch it.
I'm not
really into the glove thing anyway. I think that's harder to manage than just hand sanitizer. Because it's cross-contamination for me.
No, not for me.
So, I say for me it is. Like, some people are able to do it, but I've seen pictures of people having the gloves and they're eating chips or, you know, wiping, touching their hair, and I'm like,
No. I'm not supposed to use the word retarded, but that's retarded. Go move on. I just wanted that commentary. It's just funny. Yeah. So people were talking about coronavirus and the beautiful thing, And, you know, I'm always trying to highlight the positives, right? So one of the beautiful things about the coronavirus and people being home, you don't have to, women have don't have to wear bras. And
yay.
So, yeah, I read this article where they were talking about are women going to go back to wearing bras? And they said, maybe we won't wear them anymore. And, you know, I was just like, I support that.
You know, it just, I think it all depends. I think bras are really important for gravitational purposes, and it just makes your clothes look nicer to me. I think so.
Okay.
I don't think it is. To me, it's nothing worse than a woman who isn't lifted. I think if you're not lifted, you know, if we can all just be 20, 25 again and, you know, in that area, then there'd be no problem. We probably wouldn't trip. But, you know, those women who are, you know, heavier at the top, they need it.
They have the gravitation.
You know, they have the gravitational pull. And to me, when you wear a bra, it just makes your, it pulls your outfit together. You know, that's aesthetically, you know. Other than that, I don't see a purpose for them.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't see the purpose. You know, I've supported the gotopless.org people. I've had them on show several times.
But do you want everybody to be able to go topless, though, for real?
Hey, is that right? Is that right?
Yeah, but there's, I mean, like men do it, and I don't want to see every man's chest. I mean, some men need to cover up.
Yeah, but they're doing it anyway. Look,
Yeah, it's just, it's not attractive, though.
Right, you go to the Caribbean and, you know, overseas, and you see it. It's like, wow. And those are people that are in there. They're in their little underwear too, and that's all they wear.
Yeah, no.
This is hairy and saggy titty that they want to be.
Yeah, that's not even talking about
the naked people on the beach. So, say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm all for, you know, to each his own, but I know for me, my personal, if that's gonna happen, I want to at least have some eye candy.
I don't
want to be grossed out.
Yeah, well, I mean, but see, you gotta take the bad with the good. See, you're thinking
right.
That I'm just gonna get eye candy. No, you're gonna get candy. And not all candy is delicious.
I'm going to get that old grandma candy that has the tissue paper on it that's been in her purse for 3 months.
Don't be hating on grandma's candy in her purse. Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's
just, man, I appreciated it when I needed it. So I'm not, you know, it was a lifesaver. Usually it really was a lifesaver that was like that, but I was thankful for it. So, I don't know, maybe a naked, a topless man would be a lifesaver, you know, especially coming out of this situation. I'm like, no, so picky.
Yeah. Anyway, on that note, we're gonna do our dumbass of the week. All right. Everybody's frustrated, right? You know, frustration's in the air. Domestic violence is at an all-time high worldwide. You know, folks is just, everybody's ready, right? It's like, now's not the time to get into it with anybody because they're going to take it there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is ready to take it there. It's like most folks, what? What the fuck is, what? So, case in point, our dumbass of the week. A son asked his mother, hey, where's the toilet paper? Why are you hiding the toilet paper? I'm not hiding the toilet paper. Yes, you are. He punches his mother because he thinks his mother is hiding the toilet paper.
And she should be. But go ahead.
Yeah, Adrian Yans, dumbass, you punch your mama for some toilet paper? Even though I understand everybody's frustrated. We're on that next level. Everybody's on DEFCON 500 out of 5. Right. We're on DEFCON 500. Did you punch your mama some toilet paper?
I mean, he overreacted definitely, but I mean, the mom should be kind of. I mean, I don't know. I don't know their situation, so I can't really say. I mean, if it's just the two of them, then yeah, ration it out. But if you got terrible people in your house, that's a stressful situation.
Hey, toilet paper. Look, I think this is one of those things where we have skewed perspective because other countries, folks don't really. Toilet paper is like the luxury of the luxuries. I'm saying we're used to hot water and toilet paper in solid roofs. You know, it's one of those things that we take for granted that in other countries, it's not a reality. So, I don't know. Toilet paper. I'm sorry. I haven't gotten it. I like toilet paper like everybody else. I love toilet paper.
I think, like you said, everybody's heightened. She probably hit it out of fear. He probably got mad out of fear, out of frustration. You know, that's just what it is right now.
Yeah. Speaking out of frustration and fear, I had been lucky. I had been relatively unscathed until this evening.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my dude.
Who?
My dude, my favorite dude in my room, my pencil sharpener. He died on me.
Wow.
Now.
Your electric pencil sharpener?
My electric pencil sharpener. It's like, and so for people, you know, I've had this pencil sharpener since the year 2000. So we go back a long time, right? This pencil sharpener has been my dog for a while. Like, you know, there's some people, y'all have comfort pets, whatnot. I'm a little anal. I'm an artist, so I'm a little anal about how I'm going to draw, whatnot. I can't start drawing if I don't have sharp pencils. It's a weird thing. So I would sharpen like 6 or 7 pencils because I start drawing, and then when I feel the edge is going, I got to grab another pencil. And so...
Mm-hmm.
My homie Boston has been with me through thick and thin. Boston bit the dust today.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. And some folks may think I'm being facetious about it. Now, I ain't crying or nothing like that. But when it happened, I did a lot of cussing. I was genuinely like, no. I was pacing.
I mean, it's just like, you know, your favorite pen. If you have a favorite pen or, yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. I was there.
Because, I mean, especially if it's a 2000 pencil sharpener, I could just imagine. They probably don't even make that kind anymore. So
no, they don't.
You can't even go out and replace it. You have to kind of figure out how you're going to upgrade it, and if the upgrade is really going to be an upgrade or it's going to be a downgrade. Is it going to sharpen your pencil at this angle or that angle? You know, when you do sharpen it, is it going to break? You know, you have those pencil sharpeners that break your pencil after you sharpen it. So,
I went and bought another pencil sharpener because it just had to happen because I'm on the road.
Yeah.
But this pencil sharpener is just...
Have you tried the metal, handheld metal ones?
Yeah, I can't do those.
Those don't do you? Okay.
No, they don't do me justice. So, yeah.
How's this one working out for you?
It's kind of fugazi. It gets sharp, but it don't get that uber sharp like Boston. I'm just like, Boston.
You should have just checked out Amazon. Maybe you can check out Amazon later to see if they have a Boston sharpener. Because did you get a Boston sharpener when you went and got it, or you just got whatever?
No, I just got what was available. It just, because I'm on that roll. I'm on that roll, and I can't stop. But
you didn't
want to
break it.
The quality of my sharpness is, I'm just more than Boston.
Okay.
So y'all know, yes, I'm going stir crazy and crazy all at the same time because I'm mourning a pencil sharpener here. Like, literally mourning a pencil sharpener. That means it's time to go on break. Yeah. I got my homegirl here. This is Jean Grey. Going crazy.
Looking behind me, I'm paranoid, heart beating like clips that unload fast and quick. Please drop in the ditch and get colder by the moment while you moaning and you twist. Oh, somebody's following Jean, or something flipping and swimming the shadows in the city lights and the moon. I can't sleep no more, can't eat food inside of my jaw. Pardon me, y'all. I feel it in the air like I'm Phil Collins. Little problem is that my first instinct to get violent. I can't see it clearly. God wish me safety. If he ever appears, then please just God take me. I'm hearing words spoken when I'm turning off the lights. Feeling hands choking my neck, provoking me to fight. Seems lost in sweet Jesus. Mine's been accosted in prison. And these things that you I can't come off at all.
Sugar. That was Jean Grey going crazy. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Are you going crazy, Brown Sugar?
I'm going insane.
Okay. All right. Just checking. All right.
Okay. Thank you for checking on me.
You're welcome. All right. So, there are a lot of components, right? You know, we try not to talk about the coronavirus, right? But we do want to talk about ways to cope. One of them is not to do what Wendy's is asking you to do. So Wendy's has a special, a free breakfast Baconator. Like, no. No. See,
why
now,
not?
One, I'm a conspiracy theorist, right? That stuff is not good for you. That stuff.
What stuff? Wendy's or the bacon?
The Baconator. It's a whole lot of garbage. It's a whole lot of garbage. Pretty much everything on it can kill you. Aside from the alleged fox meat that they say that Wendy's uses.
Fox meat? Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
That too. I'm just saying, the Baconator. If you get the regular Baconator, it's like, I just look at that and I just see, I just would think that every Baconator is that you take or eat, partake in, is like maybe a month to 3 months off of your life. That's how I see it. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't do bacon on my burger, so I don't even think about it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's all a bunch of trash. And so they're offering that in the middle of a survival of the fittest apocalypse, Twilight Zone issue, as you would call it. No. Wendy's. And they give them out for free, so you know it's going to be a lot of people. They find, oh, man, Wendy getting out the Baconator, son. Son,
yeah, even if you don't eat the Baconator, the fact that it's free. Yeah. The fact that it's free might give you a hope to try it. So,
no,
an incentive.
Stop.
No,
it.
I'm talking about for people who are into.
No, I'm just putting it out there. I'm putting my stop it no in the air. No, just say no to the Baconator. I'm just saying. Come with me if you want to live. That's. I just always wanted to say that. Just come with me if you want to live, right? No? Okay.
All right. I think all of it is not good for you, you know, but the mere fact that you kind of don't have a choice in a way in what you consume to a certain degree.
You know,
people are getting tired. I mean, you do, but then, you know, some people are getting tired and, you know, want a variety, or if you're cooking, because, you know, a lot of people aren't doing fast food because they're skeptical of it being passed through that, so.
Just a tad bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just say no to Baconator. That's all. That's all I got on that. That was my public service announcement for the day. Now, I read where the actor Ahmaud Best, you don't even know who Ahmaud Best is, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't either. He was the character behind the voice and the motion capture for that epic character, your favorite Star Wars character of all time, Jar Jar Binks. Yes. Jar Jar Binks.
Mm-hmm.
I would be the one that be talking to that, but like a this is a. He says children have been left out of the two Star Wars movies. Why? Because they took Jar Jar Binks out of all Star Wars movies. And he's like, yeah, I don't know why they did it. There isn't very much for the kids. I'm like, dude, Jar Jar Binks is not for the kids. I'm going to come out and say it. Jar Jar Binks was not for the kids. I'm the beast of one. That's the beast of talking like a visitor. Don't you want the roof of Lumia? When every time he talked, he made me want to go to the trunk. I'm just saying. I don't even have nothing in the trunk, but I wanted to go to the trunk.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was confused.
See, I know you're trying to stay above the fray, but that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. And the fact that his ass, because, you know, it happened unofficially on the internet, right? So people thought Jar Jar Binks was so offensive that they made a version of the Star Wars movie that did not have him in it. They edited Jar Jar Binks totally out the whole movie. That was an unofficial version, and it became so popular that they was like, all right, then, we just gonna take this dude out.
Yeah, I mean, I can remember people complaining and thought, you know, it was racist, that thought it was uncouth. I mean, just nobody was happy with it, so...
Yeah. Use the thoughts of people thoughts I was a racism stereotype.
I didn't even get that he was more annoying to me than anything. I was annoyed before I even got to like him being racist. It was just annoying.
I was like, okay. Alright. Yeah. I was like, yeah. And the fact that he did an interview and talked about how people, yeah, you're not going to be Jar Jar Binks again. So maybe he's like thinking of his money. Like, well, I was the one that's the one that played his character Zagenza. No.
Maybe they'll rewriting. Maybe they'll make him more relatable, look, I guess. I don't know.
Look, there was a thing on the internet where they was like, oh, Jar Jar Binks was a Sith Lord, and he was just playing it off to be stupid so that he could kill Jedis. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. You can be so buffoonish and be evil, but then they was like, nah, we not going to do that. We're going to keep him as a buffoon. So, yeah.
I mean, he can still be a buffoon, but just not talk like that, though, right? You don't have to speak like that to be a buffoon, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the cooning part.
I thought, okay.
All right. And let me give a shout out to the homie Purple Pill in the chat room talking about schwein is not healthy. All right. I'm with you.
Swine is not healthy. Yeah.
Swine. He didn't say swine. He said schwine. So you can get it right.
S-C-H?
Yes. S-C-H-W-E-I-N. Tell a friend.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Is all there right, a difference between swine and shrine? I'm curious now. You brought it up. Is there a difference?
Well, you have to ask the homie.
All right, homie.
Purple pill, you have to tell us, is there a difference between swine and schwine? Inquiring
yeah.
minds want.
Okay.
Anyway, while we're doing that, we can talk about the coons.
Coons at? Where the coons at? Where they at? Where they at? Where they at?
All right, so coons. Diamond and Silk. You know who Diamond and Silk is, right?
Strippers?
No. If they were stripping, they'd probably run everybody out the club.
Are they rappers?
No, they're not rappers either. They're the two black women that are always with Donald Trump.
Oh, I'd never heard of them.
Because you don't
Diamond and Silk, huh?
Diamond and Silk. Yes, they have stripper names without all of the stripper appeal. They're the strippers that would make everybody go put their money in the bank.
So it's funny that they would have those names. So that sounds like black exploitation names also, like films. So
yeah.
It's just... Yeah, those are cool names too.
Yes, they're the coons who are down with Donald Trump, and so they did a tweet that made Twitter take their stuff off. So I'm not gonna say their real names because I mean it doesn't matter.
I mean, Diamond and Silk is enough. That's enough.
Yeah, I mean, if you look them up, just the two black chicks that hang with Donald Trump, if you Google that, they'll come up.
Okay. I had no clue.
Yeah. So anyway, so they said this, the only way we can become immune to the environment, we must be out in the environment. Quarantining people inside of their houses for extended periods will make people sick. And for the record, they have 1.4 million followers.
Wow.
Yeah. Coon and Pace. It used to be Pimp and Pace, but Coonery Pace. They're like coon celebrities.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, to a certain degree, they're not wrong. I mean, we all should be able to be out and about, but considering the fact, you know, what's going on, it's better safe than sorry. So I wouldn't want to leave my house just because, you know.
The coon said, see, this is a classic example of, you know, it's like, do you recognize the P? It used to be, do you recognize the P? Now it's, do you recognize the sea? The coon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they said, you know, you should be outside, not quarantined. So, I mean, I would say to them, won't y'all go out? Because they don't take pictures of them out without gloves and masks outside, going to the grocery store or whatnot. I was waiting on them videos. I would, if I saw videos of them doing that, I would actually watch it.
So do they have videos of them outside, but they're covered up? They have masks and gloves?
No,
or they just don't
I
have any videos at all?
You know, they're inside. They're in, you know they got bleach up the yin yang, like, you know. I'm not letting them fool me. Because, you know, all these folks that talk about this stuff, you can bet, even homie in Florida, he probably has his, for lack of a better word, servants, making sure that he's very, very...
Well, actually, which I didn't know, I found out the other day that everyone who has, like, housekeepers or maids or whatever you want to call them, like you just called them servants, they had to let them go. They're not essential workers.
Yeah.
So they had to let them go. So none of those, like, celebrities, most celebrities don't have, you know, unless they have somebody on that lives on the premises, but if they didn't already live in the house with them, they had to go. They had to go home.
Okay. So
I found that very interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think most of them lied and said they were essential and didn't let them go.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. I mean, I'm not saying that they all did. I'm just saying that there was an order, so to speak, that, you know, anybody who was, which I thought was weird because home caregivers are considered essential, but the maids and the butlers or whoever, like you said, the servants are not considered essential.
All right. So Purple Pill says, swine is an Americanized version of the original schwein, Germanic commodities. Purple Pill also says that Sweden didn't fall for the lockdown and said that we are naive, passive, and submissive. All right, Purple Pill. I see you.
Okay. He's talking about America.
Yeah.
Because we were locked down. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. We're suckers, is what he's saying. Thank you for that. I feel better.
I don't know.
I feel so good.
I mean, I feel like there is, you know, something going on, but I don't know if what we're doing is the wrong thing to do. But, you know.
Okay. Well,
I don't know.
on that note, we gonna go to our hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. Hater of the week. Bill O'Reilly. You remember that dude who used to be on Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
He came out and said, well, you know, all the people that died, they were on their last legs anyway.
Oh. Where are they now? So,
yep.
Like the 35-year-old and then the 45-year-old police woman and all the nurses, they were on their last leg.
Biggie Smalls ready to die.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And he knew this because, and how? How did he know this?
Oh, he's Nostradamus' kid.
Oh, okay. He's all-seeing and all-knowing, huh?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I did know he was the wizard, no.
Yeah. See, we've been slipping. We've been slipping
the
whole time.
Yeah, because I just remember him mostly from tabloid TV.
Yeah. That's what we call it. Other people call it the truth.
Well, no, I didn't watch him on Fox. Before he was on Fox, he was like on Hard Copy or some kind of like real tabloid TV.
Yeah, the truth.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
That's the truth.
Oh, okay. All right.
You got to recognize.
Oh, I apologize if I don't, if I offended anyone.
You got to put your glasses on. Put your glasses on.
Yeah, you know, I haven't worn them in a few days, so maybe I'm slipping.
That might be it. That might be the problem. Yeah. It's okay, though. We forgive you, Brown Sugar. We're gonna let that slide.
I'm so glad I'm back in your good graces.
Oops. You know what? I got you. On that note, I think we need to go on a break. This is Jay Electronica, Ghost of Soldier Slim. Featuring Jay-Z, Ghost of Soulja Slim. Shout out to Soulja Slim. Rest in peace. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right.
Yeah.
So, what's the time? You know what time it is? Do you know what
it's
really
time for
time
that?
Is?
That
yeah.
Stuff happened
that,
again.
That happened again.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh hell no.
All right. So what's that shit that happened again? Well, as a black person, you can't willingly try to get the coronavirus with your white friends. You didn't know. You can't willingly try to get it.
I'm not mad at that, though.
You're not mad at that?
I'm not mad at that. I mean, yeah, you can have that.
Yeah.
You know, there are some things, you know, that black people, you'd be like, no, you can have that. You can keep that.
No. Well, see what happened.
I'm not going to fight for that.
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't a fight, actually. It's not a fight.
Okay.
Technically, it was a fight. So there was a doctor in Louisville, right? There's a video of this, too, where he went, and it was some girls that were, you know, they was chilling, right? Minding their business, mm-hmm. And if they want to socialize with each other and give each other the coronavirus, you know what? It's that God-given right to do it, right? That's what I'm saying. So, it's one black girl, and it's like four or five of her white compatriots. And so the doctor is talking to them, and his I think his woman is filming it as well as somebody else is filming it.
Mm-hmm.
And he pushes the white girl to the side and chokes the black girl.
Oh, she let that mouth get in the way. That's why she had slick talk.
Yeah. It was hilarious because they're all talking.
She might have rolled her neck a little bit.
Right. And so it's in the video where he pushes them to get out the way. I'm going to choke her. I'm like, woo. It's like stuff you can't even make up. Like, woo.
That is hilarious. I have to go find that video.
Yeah, it's one of the funniest things. It's funny, but it's not funny. It's like, wow. I mean, because if they had it, you got it now, stupid. It's like he's...
Right?
Yeah, he's actually bitching at them for being there and doing that. And so then he goes to choke out the girl. He makes the contact. It's like, well, she had it. You got it now. That's not social distancing. Choking people out is not social distancing.
Not by any means.
Yeah, and the fact that he pushed the two white girls. It wasn't like he like pushed the one white girl, start choking her, and then pushed the other one, choke her. I'm going to choke you too. He's like, nah, I'm going to move y'all out the way because I want to choke her. It's just one of them moments. Like, ain't that America? John Cougar Mellencamp was somewhere saying, ain't that America? For you and me.
She had a slick mouth, I'm sure. She rolled that neck, probably rolled her eyes, talked to the hand.
But she wasn't the one talking in the video. It was the compatriots that were pushed to the side that were doing the talking. That's why it was funny. So,
okay.
You know, I got...
Also, she was probably like, what did I do? I'm just standing here.
Yeah, and you know, well, she's sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he moved now. He called her an asshole and went over there. Anyway. So.
I have to find that video.
Yeah. It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Okay.
I had I saw where the United States issued and charged Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro and offered a $15 million reward for the arrest of the president of Venezuela. They've charged him.
Was he under arrest? Mm-hmm.
Well, they charged him with narco-terrorism. They accused him of flooding the United States with cocaine and using drugs as a weapon to undermine the health of Americans.
Oh, wow. They're going to blame him, huh?
Thanks. You know what? That's how all that cocaine and crack got into the United States in American Gangster. It was Nicholas. Oh, no. He wasn't. Was he born yet?
No, he wasn't. I don't think. I mean, he might have been born, but I don't think he was in that racket.
Yeah, he. Well, you know, 1 and 2
that
year olds.
That was during the '70s. I mean.
Yeah, well, 1 and 2 year olds is kind of deadly, right?
Yeah.
So, hey, yeah, he could have been making them calls. His first words wasn't "Dada," it was cocaine.
Yeah.
Me.
It was yayo.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, during the '80s when Ronald Reagan, it was like the cocaine cowboys, whatnot, and Ronald Reagan came on TV and was like, "Hey, my heart says that." Had nothing to do with it, but the facts say that, you know, we brought drugs into the United States.
Mm.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, he
said
that
a scapegoat, a fall guy, so why not?
So, yeah, so old Nicholas, because Nicholas has been bringing all that cocaine into the United States forever. Like when they used cocaine in Coca-Cola back in the days, that was Nicholas.
Yeah, that was Nicholas. Okay.
And he did that. He did that. Now
he did that.
For an example, so because we're talking about drugs and how they affect and the profits and drugs. So last year, Johnson & Johnson, they made $372.2 billion.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is after they were given the $8 billion judgment against because of Risperdal, which was making people do them funny dances voluntarily.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole.
They also had a lawsuit for the baby powder, though. So
yeah,
I don't know what that's the outcome that of that one.
Oh, they lost
okay.
that. They were, you know, it was given women ovarian cancer.
Yeah.
But I digress. Number two. Roche made $239.6 billion.
Hmm.
Number three was Pfizer. They made $235.8 billion.
Hmm.
Number four, Novartis, $226.3 billion. And number five, because I'm going to stop at five, because they have 20, right? I'm going to stop at five,
mm-hmm.
Merck. Merck made $213.3 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, five companies made over $200 billion in the sale of legal drugs.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. You know, opioid crisis, all that. We ain't talking about that.
No.
And we talking about dude is trying to undermine the health of the American people by bringing in the cocaine. I don't think he made $200 billion.
Huh?
Yeah, $1 billion. I mean, did he even make $1 billion? I mean, if we look, I'm go all the way to number 20 here. Let me see what number 20. Number 20 only made a paltry $48.7 million. That was Allergan. Did dude even make that? I'm a guess that he probably didn't, because they only offering $15 million reward. That's like chump change, right?
$15 million, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, he ain't even close to the, I mean, because this is just the top 20. And the poor people on the list only made $48.7
billion. That's it. I know they're hiding in shame.
Oh, they're like, we slipping.
Mm-hmm.
We slipping.
Wow.
They might have to fire their management. Like, y'all not good drug dealers. What we got to do, maybe we need to kidnap the people who work for Johnson & Johnson and co-opt them and make them work for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, drug dealing on a whole other level, where you can lose two major lawsuits and still come in number one.
Exactly.
You can lose two lawsuits, major lawsuits, and still come in number one with a bullet. See, we always say what's gangster. That right there, that's gangster right there. We're talking about on that higher level. This is on that higher level right there.
Very much so.
You make so much money that you can pay out billions. And so, in fairness, I have to say, their drug that we're talking about, this Risperdal, it treats schizophrenia and irritability of autism. That's what it's supposed to be. Yeah. I didn't know that autism was irritating.
I think when it's severely probably, but you know, the sad thing about these is mostly children probably who need it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, you want to know the side effects?
Death, and death. or do other things happen before you die?
Oh yeah, you know dizziness, drowsiness, tremors,
okay,
twitching or uncontrollable muscle movement, agitation, anxiety, and restless feelings. I'm like, if I was irritable,
so you can probably manage the irritability better just naturally. Do different things, you know, exercises or coping skills, you know.
Yeah.
Homeopathic medicine than you could with that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty much. Yeah. So yeah. That was the $8 billion judgment, because it just makes you do that happy dance. You can't stop yourself from doing it.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Whew. That's where we're at today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to accuse everybody of doing something and take no blame for ourselves. And on that note, from Ms. Brown Sugar, I am Mr. F the N-word, and y'all know this is another Smooth Gum production, and we're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.